State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. There's now a financial rescue plan in place for Detroit Public Schools, but DPS's problems go way beyond money. Test scores are among the worst in the nation. Students are leaving. Teachers are leaving. I sat down with one of those teachers for an exit interview to get his take on the work that needs to happen to get DPS back on track. Josh Andrew and his friend Jeremy Singer both teach at Cody Medicine and Community Health, a high school on the west side of Detroit. Josh teaches English, Jeremy history.
This is our second year here. We're both Teach for America Corps members.
We're both white men, young, 24, right?
Yeah, all the wrong answers for teaching in Detroit.
Yeah.
Maybe. But the reality is, inner city school districts across the country, including Detroit, rely heavily on young white teachers like Andrew and Singer to step into classrooms and teach kids who are mostly black and living in poverty. And like so many TFA teachers before them, they're leaving. I followed Josh Andrew during his 2 years at Cody. I've seen him in the classroom. He cares about his students. He challenges them. He's considered one of the best teachers at the school. In 2 years' time, he helped his 10th grade students jump 5 grade levels in reading.
They came in on average at about the second grade level, and now they are at about like the 7.5 grade level.
Keep in mind, though, even with his help, these are 10th grade students reading at a middle school level. Andrew says there's so much more that needs to be done to address the achievement gap.
We need to, like, as a district, take a step back and say, what are the most concerning things facing our schools right now?
Mm-hmm.
Attendance. Let's figure out attendance.
Attendance is a major problem in Detroit, and it's one the new interim superintendent is aware of and working to address. More than 50% of Detroit students are chronically absent from school. Half the students in DPS. The national average is 13%.
Before we talk about even reading levels or math scores or anything, if kids aren't even stepping in the building, that's the first thing that has to be addressed. And we need to be frank. We need to be realistic about the fact that we have these enormous deficits that we can't even begin to approach until this sort of like the groundwork is laid.
At Cody specifically, Andrew says things are chaotic. Students wander the halls and skip class without any real consequences. The high school's theme is medicine and community health, and yet 2 out of the 5 science teachers are long-term subs. And when it comes to rules, he says it's kind of a free-for-all.
You know, how long has Cody been around and we, like, don't have a cell phone policy that we follow through on, or a tardy policy, or an attendance policy? And I know that's a problem across Detroit, but all these little things that we should be doing and following through on that we just don't.
A district spokesperson says DPS does have cell phone policies and the like in place, but acknowledges schools could do more to enforce those policies. Beyond those housekeeping policies, Josh Andrew says the district needs a vision for how to educate its kids, and that vision has to become a reality in the classroom.
You want to work in a place where you feel like people are on the same page, where people have an idea of like, okay, this is where we're going together. This is what we're doing, and this is how we're going to accomplish it. Where people have that at every level, that teachers have it, administrators have it, superintendents have it. And that doesn't seem to happen here right now.
Whether that'll happen in the fall, Josh Andrew isn't sticking around to find out. He's moving to Atlanta to teach. He has the ability to leave and start over. Most of his students don't. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.